But I wanted to speak tonight is about a concept that, I mean, I don't think I have a very good explanation or description of, and might be more abstract in the sense, not relevant to us, at least the first part of this year. I wanted to discuss the concept of, and if you want to find a catchy title for this year, I would say, will Mashiach be a one-man show? Which means, if you look in the description of Mashiach, even in the Apipashta Senyorim, going to the simple Pesukim of Tanakh, what are the Pesukim saying? The Mashiach will have such great qualities that he will be able to rule the whole world. Everyone will come to him, whether it's because of his physical qualities, his spiritual qualities, and he'll surpass the Rambam Meisner and get the same one that Mashiach is, the Pasuk describes Mashiach, such qualities with which it doesn't even describe Moshe Rabbeinu. Prophecy, Moshe Rabbeinu, is still considered high, but other things, Mashiach is the greatest. So it's definitely clear that Mashiach will be the person, the personality, that will draw the whole world and that will affect the whole world, you know, in a certain sense, similar to that, in a smaller level of Shlomo HaMelech. You know, the whole world came to him, which is, you know, to hear his wisdom.
He was the greatest,
yeah. The wisest man. Mashiach, he's smarter than Shlomo the Rambam. So, in general, right, we also know that Mashiach will be ruling the whole world himself. That's clear. Furthermore, if you look, you know, there's a famous Haftarah of Parshas Vayigash, which is a prophecy in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel describes how Hashem tells him that they won't, for many years, the Jewish people were split into two kingdoms. It was the kingdom of Malchus Yosef, Malchus Yisrael, the 10 tribe, and it was the kingdom of Yehuda and Binyamin, of the two Shvatim. When Mashiach will come, so then they won't be divided anymore into two kings, it will be one king, David, Avi, Nasi, Elohim, whatever the Lashon is, that will be run by David, by David, which is a reference to Mashiach. So in other words, it's very clear that Mashiach will be a sole ruler, a sole king. You go, this is not according to the simple of the Pashta Sinyanim, that's the way it is. Particularly according to Chassidus, Chassidus explains that on the spiritual level of things, Mashiach will be on a level that's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. That is why all the greatest tzaddikim that are for thousands of years in Gan Eden are going to come back down in the Slavish and the Guf to hear the Torah of Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn Torah, he had the whole Torah, but there's a certain component of Torah, which is the level of you know, whatever you want to call it, the revelation of Torah in the way that you see, but even Moshe Rabbeinu, the others, they're in Gan Eden and stuff, but even for them, there's a certain advantage of the Torah of Mashiach. So this explains it. You'll see it in an open way, in a revealed way, in a vivid way. So in other words, it's clear that Mashiach will surpass. He'll be teaching Torah to the others. So Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone will need Mashiach. On the other hand, the question is, first of all, the question is, how's it shaykh for one man to rule the whole world by himself? The question, really the question is, as I put it before, Mashiach be a one-man show, because I'll explain what I'm trying to say in a moment. So first of all, one part is, how could Mashiach rule the whole world by himself? So it's important to understand that you have like this. I'll start with the Siddur's verse. There's a Sikha of the Rebbe, Achron Shel Pesach Tov Shin Mem Beis. The Rebbe asked the question. The Medrash says that there was a Jew, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a Jew that was plowing with his ox, and his ox made some type of funny noise, so there was an Arab passing by, he said, stop plowing, you know, take apart the plow. So the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And then the ox made another noise, and he says, go back to work, put your machresh, your plow back together. He says, now was just born, Mashim Shal Yisrael, the savior of the Jewish people. Mashiach was born that day. Whatever, this medrash obviously has many points to it. The Rebbe asks a question. Mashiach was just born, he's a baby. How can he as a baby redeem the Jewish people? You have to wait until he grows up, until he gets, you know. So the Rebbe says that we find that before the Mabul, babies, right when they were born, were able to walk, were able to talk. The Rebbe says that the mother used to tell the baby that was born to go and get a knife to cut the umbilical cord, yeah? So if you find that was the way before the Mabul, similar things can happen in Mashiach, or days of Mashiach even more. Then the Rebbe goes even deeper. The Rebbe says, according to Chassidus, Mashiach is level of Yechida. Yechida is beyond any limitation. There's no limitations for Yechida. Mashiach is level of Yechida. There's limitations of nature that have no place to smoke on, there's no place. You can have just a newborn baby that will lead the Jewish people. So similarly, huh? Yeah, but Adam Rishon was—he wasn't a newborn baby. He was a new, fresh creation, but he was created like a man of 20 years old. He wasn't created like a baby. That's the difference. And Adam Rishon wasn't the level of Yechida. I mean, even though there's different, some places that Adam Rishon said the Machet was even greater than Mashiach. So this is a separate discussion. So, what is the Nekuda? In other words, Mashiach is such a great level of godliness that Mashiach has the ability to. You know, there's no questions you can ask, how could Mashiach rule the whole world by himself? Messiah's physical qualities, spiritual qualities will surpass anyone else. And there's no limitation. So just to add one word, Poshet and Shat, it's interesting, the Gemara says, in Sefer Shabbos, Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, if all the rivers or oceans will be ink, and all the swamps will be feathers, the swamps means the reeds that grow in the swamps will be used as pens. And the heavens will be parchment, and all people will be scribes. They won't be able to write to the scribe chalala shel reshus. What means chalala shel reshus? The depth of the heart of the government. A government has a humongous, if you think about it, I mean, today, I don't know, living in a democracy, things might be a little different. You have a Senate and a Congress, and they're all fighting each other like cats and dogs. But a government, be'etzem, if you think about it, a king, a government, the monumental decisions they have to make second by second, taxes, running wars, running the country. There's a certain, when a person, a king must have a tremendous, you had foolish kings in his people. We're talking about a true king, a true government is endowed from above with a tremendous depth of perception and understanding of how to run this country. If not, it wouldn't be shaykhim to run the country. The whole country would go kaput. So the Al-Tareb explains, the Sefer, the Al-Tareb, my mother, Yadma Azokin, Aksadim, it seems what he's saying, and this is in the Kudah, I think that's what he's trying to say, is that when someone becomes a king, there's a certain mitzvah, a certain spark of the Abish's kingdom that is mechayim, that gives his kingdom its chayim. So when a person, Rebbe Rashab said a similar thing during World War I, Rebbe Rashab said that we find that the kings, whoever it was running the wars in those days, sometimes the kings were acting with a certain taikat, with a certain, I don't know what you want to call it, self-esteem or strength or power. It didn't really match maybe the money in their bank account or their real standing in the world. Where does that come from? So the Rebbe Rashab said that every big king has a silent island. He said, I'm not sure about the small kingdoms, but the big kings, you know, the big countries, England, whatever, Russia, you know, they definitely, America, they definitely have a minister above. So the president, the king, or the prime minister acts, it's not a logical thing. He feels the ticket, he feels the power of his angel above, and that's, so to say, motivating him to act in a way which Pagashmis might not see when he's speaking as if he's running the world. He's not. But Lamaila, that his side, his Malach has that strength. That's why he's acting. But in a deeper sense, every kingdom has a certain mitzvah, so a certain spark of the kingdom of the Eibusha. What's the bracha he's saying in a real king? But the Eibusha gave from his kingdom to the king of flesh and blood. So therefore, every real king, he also has a certain wisdom that's imparted to him. I mean, obviously, it depends on the king, depends on the situation, but the meaning is that a real kingdom was a certain wisdom that's endowed from above, which the Gashim is not shy for a person to have that. Yeah, like, you know, it's brought on the famous Maisa, Rebbe once told Abayza Kamla, he gave him a piece of chuba once and says, Vanish came a rabbi, don't become a rabbi. It was one of the big chassidim of Dalt Rebbe. You know, we have a Hillel Parsha Abayza Kamla. Hillel Parsha is known as a half a rabbi. Abayza Kamla wasn't given the title, but he was still one of the top. So what happened was, years later, after Dalt Rebbe passed away, it seems at a certain point that certain group of chassidim, a certain city, asked him to become their leader, or like to become a little bit of a rebbe for them. So he started going, and he said, he put his foot on the wagon and just started going. He said he felt at that moment that his heart and his mind became pure thousandfold. But then he remembered that the rebbe told him, don't become the rebbe, so he backed off. But he writes in one of the Maimonides, one of his Svarim today, he looked it up, he's Mafu, said the person, a human being that becomes a king, when he becomes a king, his chushim, his kishreinus, his capabilities are elevated tremendously. He's still a human being, but the fact that he becomes king, he's a certain something from above that's endowed upon him, that gives him a certain comprehension, a certain understanding of how to deal with things that... it could be Mashiach in this thing, but I don't want to spend too much time on this. So, Mashiach, how could one man rule the world by himself? He has the capabilities, it's not the biggest chiddush. But there's another nekuda I wanted to speak about, which is you find in other places that it seems that there will be other people, so to say, in Mashiach's time. First of all, the Rebbe has a sikha, the Rebbe spoke about this during the Svarim. Rebbe says, what is going to be the status of Moshe Rabbeinu, of all the Nesim, of all the great leaders of the Jewish people when Mashiach comes? Rebbe says, you can't say they'll be demoted. Because in matters of Yiddishkeit, there's no such a thing. Someone that's a leader of the Jewish people, it's going to happen when Mashiach comes. His status will be down to, Mashiach will take him over, and he won't have any special status. So the Rebbe says, it's 100% certain that all the Nesim, all the leaders of the Jewish people in Mashiach come, they'll also be there. They'll also have a status of a Nasi. And Adram, the Rebbe says, even on a greater level. And we have this interesting pasuk which the Gemara mentions in the Sechta Sukkah, coming up from Sukkot. The Gemara mentions the famous Sugya in the Sechta Sukkah. The Gemara says, the Sugya Simchas Beis HaShieva, the Gemara says that there's a pasuk that Hashem showed the pasuk in Zechariah, that Hashem showed him four, but any Hashem, Abor Chodoshim, Hashem showed him four carpenters, whatever you want to call it. And what the Nekud is, the Gemara says that there's going to be four people that will destroy those nations that are standing up against the Jewish people. Who are they? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Hanavi, and Shem, son of Noach, also known as Matthew Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings another pasuk. The Gemara, the pasuk in Micha, says, Asher, ki yodri bar tzein, and ki yidrek bar mneisein, of akumen olav shiva roi, vishmoin and nesiche yodam. Says that if Asher was one of the superpowers at that time, which threatened Eretz Yisrael, the big two superpowers were Asher and Mitzrayim, not America and Russia, but a little similar, you had Asher was up north, Assyria, yeah, the Mitzrayim with Egypt, those were the two superpowers that were clashing at that time. And then Yisrael is caught right in the middle, geographically. History doesn't change. So he said that if Asher will try to come into our land, we will stand up upon him, seven shepherds and eight princes of men. Who are these seven shepherds? So the Gemara says, David is in the middle, Adam Arishin, Shase, the son of Adam Rishon and Mr. Shalach, to his right side, Avram and Yaakov and Moshe to his left side. And who are the Shmoyim and Mesich HaYodam? Who are the eight princes of man? Yishai, David HaMelech's father, Shol, for his king Shmuel HaNavi, Amos, Tzvanya, Tzidkiyahu, Yohu HaNavi HaMashiach. Some people substitute Tzidkiyahu, whatever, so what's going on over here? So it doesn't speak about it so much. So this does actually speak about this Gemara a little bit. But you have another pasuk also in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the pasuk in Kapitel Gimel. The pasuk speaks about when Mashiach will come. The pasuk that says, "Parag Gimel," pasuk says, "Vav Nisati Lachem Roim Kulibi V'Roas Hamdei V'Hasla." Hashem will give the Jewish people shepherds who will give them understanding. Who are these shepherds? So the Radak says these are the same Shiva Roim that we speak about over here. Adam, Sheis, Mishalach, Avram, David, Avram, Yaakov, Moshe. So what it comes from, particularly the Radak, I think he's the one that says it stronger than all the other Mepharshim in a few places, is that Mashiach will be the king, but just like every king has generals and ministers, whatever it is, so these tzaddikim will also have a role when Mashiach will come. These tzaddikim will have a role of teaching the Jewish people, whatever it is. And another thing, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but if you look at it, the Gemara itself says that when Mashiach will come, certain things will ask Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us how to do certain things in the Beis HaMikdash, avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And Yohan Novi will answer the questions. Mashiach ben Yosef plays a major role in some places, although the Rebbe clearly learns that Mashiach ben Yosef is only a forerunner to Mashiach. Once Mashiach ben David comes, Mashiach ben Yosef definitely won't be an equal partner. But you have the Sanhedrin will return. What's the point of the return of the Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin will teach the Jewish people Torah. You're not going to need the Sanhedrin because people are fighting there. The Rebbe says, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, the Rebbe also says, the Rabbi Sanhedrin will be there to help you understand Torah better. You have Pesukim in Yechezkel, the Kohenim will teach the Yidden Torah. So in other words, Mashiach is not going to be the only teacher. There will be great tzaddikim that will come and will also teach the Yidden Torah. You have coming out from Sukkot, the Shaftim, right? You have a pasuk, the Shaftim mind, the Sos, and mind, and HaYeshua. That they will draw water with joy. So from the wellsprings of salvation. So the Targum Yonasan says, so Mashiach will come, will learn new Torah from the choices of the tzaddikim. So there's definitely a concept that when Mashiach will come, there will be other great tzaddikim that will be teachers, whatever it is. How exactly is that going to fit in with Mashiach? So the only understanding that I have, again from the Derech Efshah, only explanation is that Rebbe spoke about a similar Gemara. The Gemara says that one pasuk says that David HaMelech himself will be Mashiach. Is it going to be Mashiach? Or David HaMelech will come back and be Mashiach? But the Gemara says, will be he going Kesar or Pavi Kesar? Will be like a Kesar, like it had the Caesar, and then you had his deputy, his vice president, the vice president. One second. Truth is that those people that some spot and actually want to learn in Sheikh and Dov and Sheikh and Yosef, they also use the Russian case of Pali case of it. The Rebbe clearly doesn't learn that way. So the Rebbe spoke about this two main times. You haven't put the Sikh as Khela Klamidhei in Pasha Sayyidah, there's a whole Sikh about this. There's a mimer of Abi David, Tav Shimon Beis. The Sikh is based on two sources. Rabbi David Toshim is not just based on Toshim and Beis. Rabbi David Toshim and Beis, the Rebbe said, the way the Rebbe builds up the Lord, in other words, the Rebbe says that David HaMelech will deal more with the Pali case, the second in command, deals more with the external things of the kingdom. The more inner parts, the more pneumistic in Yonim, they'll be dealt with Mashiach. And then the Rebbe says, even deeper, that really it's that is Mechadish, it's not two people, it's one person. With the Mashiach himself, it's two components, a high level and a lower level. Nachin Shapetach Tashim Mechadish, the Rebbe also spoke about it. That Sikha seems to me pretty clear. The Rebbe there is not learning Mamash, that it's the same person. Or whatever.
It doesn't negate.
I think the way the Rebbe learns is Mechadish and Mashiach, and Lava Malka, the Rebbe clearly learns two separate. But I don't want to get into it. But the bottom line is, it definitely would appear, if you would put it in terms of Tzidus, is like this. The Yonim of Yechida, there's the revelations of Mashiach that Mashiach himself will teach. But no one knows, even the others, even Moshe Rabbeinu, all these Judas Mashiach is part of the Shiva Raim and the Shemen and the Sikha Yadam also. So this says that David HaMelech is one of the seven shepherds, David HaMelech calls on Mashiach. Mashiach is part of the eight princes of man as well. But it's fine, but I guess it's the aspect of Mashiach, the way he's one of the seven. And then there's the aspect of Mashiach, the way he's hired. Adam, Sheis, Mishalach, Yaakov, they all come to learn Torah from Mashiach. But on the other hand, I guess there'll be other levels of Torah, maybe more Nigla, other things of Torah, that for that taka there will be other tzaddikim also. You know, the other tzaddikim are not going to lose their job. They're not going to lose their. You have, and furthermore, the Rebbe speaks in the Sicha. The Rebbe himself spoke about this. There's different sources. In different sources, it says different things regarding who's going to reveal the Torah Chadasha. The new Torah that will say Torah Chadasha will be taken. The new Torah will come from. Simply means will come from the Eivishta. Some Midrashim it says we reveal through Mashiach. Other places it says will be revealed through Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. The Rebbe spoke about this once. I don't think the Rebbe gave any hachra, any way of reconciling. But the Rebbe, you know, some places it says. Directly from Dave, whatever the explanation might be, but we definitely see that there's a certain aspect that when the Mashiach will come, all the other tzaddikim from all the generations will also be, they will also be teaching Torah. Let me talk about that. The Mashiach will come, each chassid will go with his Rebbe, right? Rebbe said that. So in other words, I guess we must make a differentiation between the dinyanim of Mashiach that are, you know, unique to Mashiach, the revelations of that Mashiach will bring, that even the other Samaritan Rabbeinu will need to learn from Mashiach. Then there's other aspects, more revealed, you know, whatever, maybe lower levels, other things that they will also be learning from Moshe Rabbeinu, from other tzaddikim, and so on and so forth.
Isn't it connected to the point that there's no material to Mashiach? Everything in its deeper levels, everything Mashiach might be. There's nothing, but not Mishael will be the teacher.
Whatever, but in other words, who's going to reveal it? Mashiach or Mishael?
Yeah.
So, some places, Mashiach or Mishael.
But Mishael as, not as Mashiach,
as Mashiach. Fine, Mashiach, Rishon, Mashiach, Achrin, he's going to move, whatever, however you want to learn. I'm saying, the Rebbe one spoke, I think, and it's under. Anyway, another 2 points. I just wanted to point out, by the way, the Rebbe actually speaks very little about this. There's a letter the Rebbe printed in the Kodesh Yechaz Tehillah Tchav, page 643 over here. We know Chassidus speaks many times about the Shiva Roim, the seven shepherds. But the Shiva Roim and Chassidus are not the same Shiva Roim in the Gemara. And the Rebbe has a whole letter here, what's the source? But the Rebbe explains that according to one explanation, these Roim, these shepherds, are not going to be on the Jewish people. These shepherds are not going to be generals that will take care of the goyim. Same way you have a king that runs the world. Basically, let's say Roman Empire will have the Lalitav Havdog. They had even Moshe Leimamal. He had Nitzivim. He had representatives in different countries running that country. So the Shiva Roim will run Asher, not Pshad, that they will be teaching the Jewish people necessarily. But they'll run other countries. The Rebbe brings another explanation, no, but they'll be teaching the Kolayim. And again, there's different ways of understanding this. But one thing I wanted to finish off is like this. And the true Nekuda is, which I think, which is the whole Nekuda of the Shia, really, is that at the end of the day, Mashiach is not a one-man show. Why? Because Mashiach, every Yid, has to do the Avodah of Mashiach. I spoke about this many times. Bringing Mashiach also means the Rebbe spoke about all the nyanim that Mashiach will do. Every Yid has a nitzus of Mashiach in him, and every Yid through doing his part of what Mashiach will do, which is in one simple sentence, it's a promoting the completion of Torah mitzvahs and awareness of Davish in the greatest way possible. So he's doing his part as the nitzus of Mashiach that's within him. Which together, collaborate with all the Yidden together, reveals the Mashiach HaKvali. So in other words, the person says Mashiach and one man show is all up to Mashiach. Obviously, yeah, when Mashiach will come, he will be the king, the leader, the Dalamaisis. But at the end of the day is that people have to realize that we're also part of the whole show. In other words, that we also, each one of us, has to mirror, in other words, Tavarech, a general with soldiers, right? The general needs the soldiers. It's not the...
I'm worried about my yeshiva that I won't be, I won't feel, I won't feel it. And yeshiva is little. The whole godless of them will be, the whole world will come to what will draw for them in a real way. I'm not looking for the Mitzvah Shavuot. Is the gavos of the day will be the whole tzitzis is in level shine only Rebishter.
Fine, but the shaila is what Torah. Fine. Shaila is what is going to be the role. In other words, you have Mashiach, you'll have places. The alter rebbe will be the level, right? What is? He's going to teach you Mashiach Torah to understand it better. I'm just saying. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that it's a sugi that we're not going to understand it until we see it. But in other words, it's not that clear. No, Mashiach is Mashiach. But at the other point, the other tzaddikim are not going to lose their status as Nesiyei Yisrael as well. For some, not those. I'm not saying it's a stira, but I'm saying in other words. Right, that everyone
come to Mashiach.
Right, come on, though. So in other words, some others that you're going to need to go with your devil to be Makabal Shem Mashiach. In other words, you still need. No. Fine. What I'm trying to say is, in other words, even though Mashiach is there, you're still going to use. You're still sort of saying, I don't know what you want to call it. I mean, what's on the Chabad relationship? In other words, it'll still be. Even if I have the Moshe Rabbeinu, Sarei Asarei, Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meir, whatever it is, but I'm just discussing the Indian. I mean, the real Nakuda was the last Nakuda they wanted to say.
so much more.
The real Nakuda is the Mashiach is not a one man show, because we all have to do the pulls of Nikir. But the fine, any Nikir is, should have a taker for me at Mamish. Amen.